Welcome to the Get Planty podcast. I'm your host, Dusty Heggie, owner of Revive Nursery, author of Becoming Planty, a little bit obsessed with my black coffee. It is my passion to revive your heart and home through the incredible gift of houseplants. I know that when we care for God's creation, He will reveal Himself, and my goal is to help you be able to actually enjoy that precious, often difficult growth process. To not worry the whole time about whether or not you're going to kill your plant, but instead to learn as you go, give yourself grace, and take care of not only your plant collection, but also yourself. Each week, I'll bring you actionable houseplant care tips, incredible guests to unpack what it means to grow well, and leave you feeling so encouraged and inspired as you curate your own dreamy houseplant collection. So grab a cup of coffee, snuggle up next to your plants, and join me in the process of growing well and getting planty. This is the very first Grow Well segment or episode at all on the Get Planty podcast in 2019. And I am going to claim this year as the year of intentional growth, the year of slow growth, and the year of creating and following through with some really life-changing habits. And that is why today I have brought on Allison Ray, founder of Pace and Pattern. Pace and Pattern is a planner, but it's a whole lot more than that. Truly, it's a method through which you can formulate and build and map out what you want your ideal life to be like. And Allison has an incredible heart. The very moment I opened up this planner, my husband, Brian, bought for me for Christmas with a lot, of nudging to do so. And I'm so glad he did, because just in reading the introduction in this planner, I had some huge mindset shifts, learned a whole lot about myself and what I really want to focus on and what parts of my life I know need to be pruned and what parts of my life I really want to focus on growing. And in this conversation with Allison, I think honestly I uncovered even more. She has a whole lot of wisdom to share, and hearing her heart and her why behind what she's doing is pretty phenomenal, and it's incredibly inspiring. And so I can't wait to dive into this episode. But real quick, before we do, I want to read an iTunes review. If you've ever listened to a podcast at all, you know the incredible importance of these reviews. It really does sort of make or break a podcast. And if this is something that you enjoy and this is something you look forward to, please take the time to head over to iTunes and write me a review and leave me a rating. Even if you don't listen typically in iTunes, truthfully, the iTunes reviews are what matters. And from what I know, most podcast apps don't have a feature to rate and review within those apps. So almost all of us have some form of an iTunes account. Head to iTunes, leave me a review there, and it really does mean the whole world to me. Well, not the whole world, but it does mean a whole heck of a lot, and I'm really, really grateful, because I know it takes time out of your day to do that, so I really cherish it. But this review comes from Stefola, and it says, "To all the plant lovers out there, myself included, you need this podcast in your life. Dusty has extensive knowledge on houseplant care, and her guides are easy to follow. She's down to earth and seriously hilarious. I dare you to listen for a minute, and you'll be hooked." Ah! Guys, seriously, that tickles me pink. That makes me so happy. So much of what I hope to achieve through this podcast is in that review. I really do hope that you enjoy it. I hope that you learn a whole lot. I hope that you enjoy this process, and that you can laugh along with me and grow along with me, because that's what doing life well means. That's what growing well means. That's how we get planty and why we do what we do. And so thank you for taking the time to heading to iTunes, leaving me a review. All right, let's dive in to this incredible conversation with Allison Ray from Pace and Pattern. Well, do you want to share a little about who you are, Allison, and talk to us about your incredible business?
Yeah, so I'm Allison Ray. I created Pace and Pattern along with my husband, Joseph. It was kind of like my brainchild, and then he helped me actually make it happen by putting it in design and doing all that technical stuff. My background is I was an art major, and then I was a teacher for a while, but I wouldn't say I've ever like naturally been the person you would think of who would make a planner. This has just been a passion project to make something that would be really helpful for me. And it's just been a lot of fun just to see what's come out of it.
Yeah, yeah. I bought one. Well, okay, really, I told my husband, please buy me one for Christmas. But you did. And I'm really excited. And I've like, I mean, it's the very beginning of January when we're recording this. So I'm just barely in the beginning. But even just reading through that introduction, I knew immediately, like, oh my goodness, I need to get her on this podcast. Yeah. Sharing is so much in line with my mission and what I hope to accomplish through the Get Plenty podcast and through the Grow Well segment. And girl, I think what you're doing is incredible.
Oh, yeah.
So how did it all come to be?
Yeah. So we had, I guess, anyway, so I've always been into goal setting. Like I've just loved it and read all the books, but then have never really been very good at actually making it happen. I think, my Myers-Briggs, I'm an ENFP and I'm a 7. And so I think it's like, for me, dreaming about all the possibilities is the most fun thing ever, but actually following through with anything is just a real struggle. And so I realized I like sat down like again to set my goals for the year. And this was, I think, about 4 years ago. And I found another notebook that had all the exact same goals written in it. And I was like, oh my gosh, I've been doing the same, trying to make the same goals happen, like very normal goals, you know, like clean the kitchen before I go to bed, exercise, get in the word regularly. I'm a Christian, things like that, that I really valued, but then I just wasn't doing, even though I kept saying I wanted to do them.
Yep.
So I had this kind of like freak out of wondering, like, do I have some kind of learning disability that makes it so I can never be a person that does these things that I think are really important? And so I kind of went on this, I guess it was about like a year long process, maybe, of like taking these ideas I'd read in all these books, like Essentialism and 7 Habits of Highly Effective People and The Power of Habit. And I kind of realized that habits really seemed like the way people were able to change the things they were doing in life. So I decided to make myself a tool to actually make some changes. So I made a planner that was going to help me like track my habits. And anyway, it evolved into becoming like much more than just like a habit planner. But in the beginning, that's what it was. Mm-hmm. And at the same time, my friend Anna and I had been talking about this issue of like never actually following through with our goals. So we started a goal setting group, which is kind of like just an accountability system for making sure that we were doing what we were saying we were going to do. Yeah. And I showed everyone in the group this planner I'd made for myself. And they were like, oh my gosh, you need to sell these.
Yeah.
So through that group, I started having my friends just test it out and kind of give me feedback about like things to change. So I think we went through like 3 or 4 different iterations of the planner. And then, and then 2016, we had it for sale. We were like literally hand sewing it in our living room at night. You know, it was a very, very small.
Yeah.
But we sold out, so that was exciting. And so, and then last year we did our first hardbound copy, and that pretty much gets us started. It became more than a planner and kind of like evolved into like a method, like taking all these little pieces that I liked from all these brilliant thinkers and kind of consolidate it into a method that would work well for me. And I think it's worked well for other people. So
yeah. I so found that's you through, Olivia Youngs from Simply Live & Co. She shares about your journal all the time. And I saw her and the way that it like transformed her life and was like, I need that. Like, now. And it helps that it's so dreamy. It's like the prettiest planner.
I think that's like my art major side. I also love books. So Joseph, my husband was an English major, and I used to teach like altered book classes, like community art classes without like cloth bound books. And so that was one of my dreams for it, was to make it pretty and aesthetically, I don't know, I think more relaxing to, I wanted it to be like an inviting part of your day. Like you sit down with your like cozy book and you drink your tea and you plan your day, like that kind of thing. So
you accomplished that.
Thanks. Yeah. So glad you feel that way.
What is your big like goal for Pace and Pattern? Where do you want it to kind of, where do you see it going?
Yeah, I think the big thing is right now I love that it's a tool that seems like it's really helping a lot of people. We get a lot of great feedback. But I feel like, so the whole dream behind it was to inspire proactivity. mm-hmm. and help other people kind of see even just small changes in their own life. I wouldn't say my life is now this perfect, like I'm doing all the things perfectly now, but it's definitely been a really helpful tool for me to just feel like I'm not losing my vision in just the everyday chaos, you know? But I think the big thing is real change happens in relationship with other people. And I feel like I would love to end up doing retreats like a few times a year and just having groups of people come and just share what they're looking like, their vision for their life for the coming year, and kind of process those. I think we're about 2 years away from being able to get there, but, but yeah, we also have some other little smaller books, because I know Pace and Pattern is kind of pricey, just because of how small our batches are right now. Our production cost is really high, and we print in the U.S., which keeps the price high, but I really just think ethical production is so important, and so I think that's kind of the big dream, is to kind of make it more, help people do it with others in groups, so.
Yeah, I think that's really powerful. Why does that matter? Like, why should we try and form habits, or good habits, I should say?
Yeah, I think one thing is it's really easy to just pretend like we're doing it all great, you know, to have like our Instagram lives or whatever be just this like false version of who we are that we present to each other. And I think there's something about setting goals together where you just kind of enter into some more vulnerable spaces, and you can really talk about like, I'm struggling with this, I need help, and support each other to do what really matters and to make your life reflect what you really value.
Yeah, I think that's beautiful. I mean, I know you mentioned it in the beginning that you're a Christian, but I could tell that the moment I opened up that planner. Like, I was like, this girl loves Jesus, and she needs to be on the show, and I'm so excited. Because it just speaks through everything you're doing, and I think that there's so much truth and beauty to be had there, especially when we get to bring in that community piece, because we aren't created to just do lives by ourselves. Otherwise, it would have just been us and the whole world and nobody else. And so it's really cool to see that you're facilitating people to be able to grow well, not just like in their own personal lives, but starting there, it gets to leak out into our families and our friends and our community. And I really loved the feature within the journal that you have the five areas of your life you want to focus on. Right. And I think that for me helped me see how big of a piece like my spouse, like my husband and my little girls are. But those relationships are important, and my friendships are important, and being able to sort of really consider like, how do I actually want to invest in these people? How can I do that? That's A, realistic, and is going to bring me closer to Christ and bring them closer to Christ and encourage us as a group to be able to like set healthy habits. And I don't know. I really like the way that you break down such big topics into ways that feel manageable. Like, wait, I can actually enact change. Like, wait, I can create habits and goals and rhythms in my life that have a lot of meaning and a lot of value. I think you're doing something incredible.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. I feel like sometimes, especially with things like personal health, like staying healthy and like keeping our house clean or something, it's hard. It's like easy to lose the why. It's like, what is like the big calling like under this, like, you know, whatever, exercising and eating right. Mm-hmm. Like, is it just, I want to look good in a bathing suit? Like, is that like the end thing? Or is it that I want to be healthy so that I can like glorify God in the way I take care of my family, or the way I don't know, have energy to do good work, you know? And so, yeah.
Yeah. I think it's beautiful. Can you maybe unpack just in a brief overview, like what this method is?
Right. Yeah. Okay. So one of the big things, the first name for the method was a sustainable goal setting method. Which is kind of a mouthful, so that's why I didn't figure out.
But it doesn't sound as pretty either as Pace and Pattern.
Right, yeah, it doesn't have the flow. So one of my big issues with, I told you I was kind of a goal setting junkie, is I would literally have a list of like 30 goals. I was like, I'm going to work on these 30 goals, you know? Yeah. And the thing about that is by like the second week of January even, like I couldn't even remember what my goals were. You know, it was hard for me to, when I'm setting goals, to like focus in on what matters most. And so that was kind of like the big picture thing, is almost like a more minimalistic approach to like, how are we using our time, and how can we use it best and our energy best. So it starts with you figure out your vision statement. And that was the other thing, is I would always try to write these vision statements, and then I wouldn't be able to remember them, and then I wouldn't know how to use them like throughout my week or my month. And so the vision statements actually made up of five intents, is what we call them. But it's basically you find your five categories you want to focus in on, and then you look at them through the lens of your big why. Mm-hmm. And then you try to write in as few words as possible what you want to see happen this year in each of those categories. So things like, my spiritual intent last year was keep perspective. And then my home intent was create a haven, because of my, and my why statement was to glorify God and enjoy him forever. Mm-hmm. So just to go through those five main areas, and it was kind of almost like forcing you to narrow down and choose what really does matter most, even in those five areas. And then to pick in those five areas, what's the big thing you want to see happen? Mm-hmm. So you start there. And then next step is you brainstorm your goals. And this is where you can just put all the possibilities down on paper, which is satisfying for my creative soul. I want to write down all the possibilities without self-editing before narrowing in on what are those ones you really want to keep.
Yeah.
And we really believe, or I just think, all goals are not created the same. And so thinking about them through the different categories of habit, which are those tiny things you do every day, rhythms, those kind of bigger activities that you do once a week or once a month. Mm-hmm. And then projects, which obviously are projects and have like an ending steps you follow. So anyway, we have people kind of like brainstorm through those three categories to come up with goals that kind of match the different intents that they set in their vision statement. Mm-hmm. And then from there, they edit it down to choosing, I recommend just one habit, one rhythm, and one project at the most. And then this year we included two per quarter. I forgot to mention. So you pick these goals at the beginning of each season. So you get four fresh starts in the year. Really, because I think it takes about 3 months to actually nail down a habit if you're doing it consistently, mm-hmm. unless it's something really tiny like flossing. So you do that every quarter, and then you design your dream ordinary, and that's where you make sure that your goals actually fit in your real life, and you can kind of take them for like an imaginary test drive and plan out what not necessarily every week is going to look like, but what your ideal week would look and feel like. Right. And so our big thing with that is to look at your week from a realistic perspective and figure out if there's anything you need to take out so you can put in what you think really matters to you.
I love that feature. So I was talking to my husband through, Brian and I were having a conversation about your method and about why I loved it and the things that I thought were really great. And I was like, she has a spot to like, what are you for projects? I think it's under, right? Like, what are you like not doing so that you can do this? And I am a planner too. Like, I have written up business plans and business, like, so many plans that have never really come to fruition. And probably that's a good thing. And writing up those plans and planning kind of helps flesh out, is this a good idea? Is this something I should pursue or not? But I never think about what I have to give up to do that thing. I think we tend to think we can just do it all because, I don't know, we just think that we do. I don't know why we think we do, but we always do. So I really loved that feature. It made me really think like, oh, what are the things that I'm giving up? Whether it's a good thing that I'm giving or something I really do need to actually give up, like, what does that look like? I thought that was so smart.
Oh, yeah. That's a big thing from Essentialism, that book by Greg McKeown. He says to only put in hell yeses. So, And I thought that, I always feel like I'm thinking about that in the back of my mind. I'm like, is this a hell yes? Like, I need to make sure it is. But So then, then the last part is just every week or every month you plan, you use those five main areas, you know, in your intent to plan your month. And then every week you kind of use, like, zoom in a little closer in on those. And just, that's where the planner kind of is helpful.
Right. Yeah. And you have like a version of this that's just the actual method.
Right. Yeah.
Is it like an ebook?
Yeah, it's just a printable, it's a downloadable book. I think it's about 47 pages just on the method, and then also includes the worksheets for each quarter, so the habit, rhythm, project pages. And that one's just $5. It was just something for people that are interested in it. We wanted to put something.
I can't believe that's just $5. Guys, go buy this. Like, for real, that's only, you should be charging more for that. That's insane.
Well, I think we wanted it to be like a test drive of it. And then, because I actually think you're much more likely to follow through with your goals if you really have a planner that's holding you accountable. And so then if someone decides they want to get the planner, you can get $5 off. There's like a discount code.
Oh, cool. Okay.
In the workbook. So.
Okay. So everybody go to her website. What is it? Paceandpattern.com?
Yep. Paceandpattern.com.
And buy this planner because you want it. At minimum, get that $5 printable and map out your year because, oh my gosh, seriously, if I never use another page, which of course I'm going to because I love every second of this, but like that initial introduction has changed so much of my mindset and so much of how I want to approach. I think what it's really done is not change how I want to approach my life, but made it me feel like the way I want to approach life and the way that I believe God wants me to approach life is actually a thing that I can do. Like I have the power to accomplish goals and to align my vision more with where God wants me to go, which is really, I think, at the core, all I want to do. But I get so caught up in like, how do I achieve? How do I accomplish? How do I make people proud? How do I do X, Y, Z? I forget that those small little things that I do each day have so much value. And that I don't have to just sort of let myself be pulled through life, that I can like intentionally march through it, like with God and accomplish great things with him. So,
yeah, I'm so glad.
Yeah, I super love it. How, like through this process, so the Grow Well segment, which is this lovely segment, I really love to be able to unpack what it means to grow well as a person, because I believe God has so much to teach us through his creation, whether that be when we interact within community, within our friends, or through the gift of things like plants and being outdoors. Like God just has a whole lot to teach us through that. And so I would love to hear how you're intentionally pursuing growing well, because you have a lot of roles. You've got like kiddos and a business and like all kinds of stuff going on in your life. Like how are you maybe using your own method or coming to Christ to grow well?
Yeah. Sorry, let me shut this door real quick.
Oh, you're totally fine.
Yeah. So we have, I think I mentioned this earlier, but we have three kids, four and under, and we're actually expecting our fourth this summer. So we're going to have four, five and under in so this summer. So I feel like it's just been really interesting this phase of our lives because we moved from Indianapolis to Birmingham, which is where all of our family is this summer. And I feel like in a lot of ways we're resetting our rhythms and habits and all of that good stuff. And honestly, I've just been so tired that I'm just, I felt like a little bit overwhelmed. But at the same time, I'm starting to get some of my energy back because we're entering the second trimester and I'm like, oh yay, thank you. We're going to make it. So I've been really excited to just think about like, I don't know. I feel like one thing I do is I think of all these ways I want to grow, but they can only happen when my kids aren't around. And so then I end up getting really frustrated when I don't get the time that I set aside. And so I feel like this year I really want to focus on like unity and what I can, how we can grow like as a family, that doesn't make me always, you know, just looking for that hour I can sneak away to a coffee shop all the time. Like, I think that's good for me, but at the same time, yeah, I don't know. I just don't want to be like resenting my kids for interrupting what I see as like more important growth. So this year we're actually working on, we moved into a much smaller house. So our house is a 3-1 right now in a neighborhood we love with lots of friends. It's a really fun thing, but it's also just like, there's way less space. So right now I think I'm trying to figure out like how to purge. I've been loving the Netflix show. I've read the KonMari method, you know, the life-changing magic of tidying up. Yeah. And so I've been thinking, like, I really am focusing on trying to purge our stuff so we can just be thankful for what we have and where we are and not always, like, be worried about moving stuff around all day.
Yeah. Yeah. So I actually just finished a podcast, like, recording with somebody else who was talking about how much they love that.
So. Yeah, it just came on Netflix, so I bet a lot of people will be talking about it right now. So, but that's actually, I think I, in one of your questions, you asked, like, what do you love right now? Right. And I've been doing that mindful folding that she talks about. And it's, like, so soothing to me.
Folding is the worst. Maybe I should watch that and have my mindset changed about folding, because laundry is my nemesis.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, sure it's not to get me.
We literally have a system now where our kids' clothes aren't folded. We just throw them in boxes.
What?
That's my strategy is not.
I just want to do that.
You should do it.
They unfold them every time I try and fold it.
Yeah. There's no reason to waste your time with that. Just let them throw them in there.
That's happening. You're so. That's the one thing everybody takes away from this episode. Right. I mean, we'll all be better off.
Yeah. And so, my other thing way we're trying to grow is just in hosting is something I love, like having people in our home. And I just feel like I've been like tired and I haven't been doing it. Mm-hmm. Because it's work. Like, it's work to get the house ready. And I just really want to let go of, like, just trying to present myself as this person who always has a clean house, because I'm not. And I just want to be, like, more open to, like, inviting people into our mess and our chaos and having that just be okay.
Yeah. I think that's really beautiful. Mm-hmm.
Thanks. So those are my ways I'm trying to grow right now.
That's really incredible. My husband and I are host people. We love, love, love to host, but we're in a similar season, but just maybe with two less kids. Our kids are little, almost 3 and 1.5 years, and we're considering having a third. I don't know. I have a feeling we will have a third. Let's be real. but all of that, I just feel like that's something that going through your method and using your journal and realizing, like, I am having these goals. As soon as you said, like, what you were talking about in that you feel like you can't really pursue your goals when your kids are near you, that speaks to me so loud, and it feels really convicting, because I want my girls to see me reach my goals, and I want to be able to have my goals revolve, maybe not revolve all the way around them, but include them very heavily, mm-hmm. because that relationship with them is so, so, so important. But it's really easy for us as parents to think that they're mostly just nuisances. And I don't want my daughter to grow up and think that she was the reason I didn't get to accomplish my goals. Instead, I would love my goals to, like, involve her and include her and better for her and be good for me and for my family. And I think that it's just sort of hard to see that as a big picture, how that's even feasible. Yeah. So I like what you said about hosting, because that's a goal that I can involve everybody in. And my husband and I are both host people, and we don't prioritize it right now just because of the busyness and how tired we are. So we were just talking the other day about how we want to try and focus on that more and find some ways to be better hosts.
Yeah. I feel like it's also a need. Like, when you are in the small kid phase and your friends are too, it's like everyone's just looking for some place to go where they can relax and their kids can just run around.
And everybody can scream and be messy and it's okay. Right. And they're not like, well, anytime people invite us to eat out at places, I'm like, that's so sweet that you're willing to pay for food for us, but can we please eat at my house instead?
Right.
Yeah. Nice. How about you just bring the food to us?
Uh-huh.
Where I'm not have to worry if my kids are going to scream the whole time, because they will.
Oh, yeah. And just let them, like, run around.
Yep.
Totally.
Yeah. That's incredible. When people, like, shut this episode off, mm-hmm. what is the one thing you really want them to remember?
Yeah, I just think, I know I've said this so many times, but I just think proactivity is so important. Even if you're in a season where you feel like you have no time and you have no energy, even I just feel like from, like, a mental health perspective, just feeling like you have the power to enact some change in your own life is just really powerful. And I think just fighting against the tendency we all have in us to just let our life happen to us without really thinking about what's happening or what choices are being made. So just proactivity is an amazing thing.
Yeah, it really is. Somebody said, and I wish I could remember who, I went to the Boss Mom retreat in San Diego this summer, led by Dana Malsoff, and one of the speakers, and I can't for the life of me remember who it was that said it, but they came up on stage, and the very first thing that they said was, like, you are the creator of your thoughts. And for whatever reason, I had never thought about that. Like, wait, yeah. I'm in charge of what my brain thinks. I'm in charge of what my body does. Life doesn't just happen at me. Like, I get to happen to life.
Right.
And it sort of gave me that authority back, because in the verse that I've really been meditating on and trying to memorize, scripture memorization is something, a habit that I'm trying to form in my life, because I have battled depression and anxiety for a long time and was recently like formally diagnosed with it. That should have happened a long time ago. And in those moments, especially with mental health problems, and I think just on day-to-day life because of sin, it's really easy for us to believe lies and even more so kind of crave those lies because we find comfort in things that we get to be in charge of and we have authority over, and we are the one that creates those lies. So for us, I think that lies often feel comforting. And one of the lies I think I find myself believing is that I need to accomplish and achieve in order to be loved and to be valued. And that I can't ever do those things because I'm in the stage of like new mom and new business. And so much of life feels like it's just being thrown at me, and I have to, I think I let myself believe that I have to take care of everybody and do all the things before I can ever even begin to like take a shower or brush my teeth. And so it just, it's feeding myself these lies. And so the verse that I've been meditating on to try and replace those lies with truth is in 2 Timothy. And in it, God said, or Paul says, right? Paul wrote 2 Timothy?
Yeah.
It was Paul. I'm going to go ahead and say it was Paul. You guys should double check. I'm not wrong. But that we were not given a spirit of fear or timidity, but we were given a spirit of power, love, and self-control. And I think that God has I know for sure God has given us the authority to live like a bold, courageous life for him. And that doesn't look like laziness or letting life just come at you. Like, it looks like taking charge and letting God define your success and setting attainable goals that God gets to fulfill, like through your own self-discipline and through your own self-control and through incredible love and so much grace. And that's why I love what you do. And that's why I'm just so honored to talk to you and have you on the show.
Yay. I love being here.
Thank you. So one of the ways I'm trying to wrap up these episodes is by asking if you have a houseplant question I can answer right now.
Oh man, I would love to know. So I was wondering about, we are getting a fiddle leaf fig from my aunt who had one, and then she's like sprouting it. And I just want to know, like, is there a place in our home, like a window light directional kind of, like, where would be the best place to put that plant?
Yeah. So I have a really good episode on the podcast all about fiddle leaf fig care. So
you can
listen to that. And I also have like plant care guides on my website, specifically all about fiddle leaf fig care.
Oh, awesome.
So start there. But what it breaks down to is the most sunlight humanly possible.
Okay.
Fiddle leaf figs are from West Africa and they grow really, really giant. So they're going to get lots of direct sunlight and then lots of indirect sunlight whenever there's not direct sunlight on it. So within our homes, don't be fearful of direct sunlight. A lot of people say that they need indirect sunlight, but that's not true. Like direct sunlight is just fine. I wouldn't say move it from a spot of like hardly any sun to bam, suddenly full direct sunlight, because that will do something called scorching. And it's kind of like the plant gets a sunburn. It changes colors a little bit. It can get kind of brown or like a weird green. It looks like it's seasick is really what it looks like to me.
Okay.
if a plant could get seasick. But so really, when you bring it into your home, I would say put it in the space that it just gets the most light throughout the day. It doesn't really super matter what direction, like what direction that sun is facing, as long as it's getting the most sun you have available to you.
And I was wondering, I've heard that you're not supposed to rotate them. Is that true? Like, are you not allowed to move them? Or did my sister make that up?
Yeah, she made that up.
Okay.
Well, it's okay. So the reason why people, I wouldn't say move it from room to room to room to room. That's not good for any plant, because the conditions each room in your home provides for a plant varies quite a bit from room to room. There's just change. Particularly the biggest factor is just sunlight or light in general. It doesn't have to be just from the sun, but light in general. And you can rotate the actual like base of the plant like a quarter turn once a week so that the leaves come out more even, is what people are saying.
Okay.
But you don't have to rotate it, but you could rotate it. It doesn't really matter a whole lot.
Okay. I think she just didn't like my messing with her plant.
That's probably true. Something that isn't good is to touch the leaves of plants. When I do pop-ups or workshops, people always want to touch the leaves because they're beautiful, but it's really not good for plants to touch them, because we have all of the like oils on our skins and it gets all over the leaves on the plants and it can kind of clog basically the pores of the plant with all of our filth.
Oh, that's good to know. So I need to put it up high.
Yeah, so your kids don't need it.
Yeah, really buy a nice sunny spot.
Yes.
No. Yeah. Thanks for that.
Yeah, you're welcome. Okay, last question.
Okay.
Anything in the world, what is making you so super happy right now?
Okay, so I'm sorry for everyone who doesn't live in Birmingham, Alabama, but this ice cream shop that is, it's like a 4-minute drive from our house, like it is so dangerous, and I'm so pregnant. They have this ice cream, and it is creme brulee flavored ice cream, and it is the most delicious thing. We got it, and then the next day I couldn't stop thinking about it, and so we had to go buy it. I'm afraid we're going to have this like $9 a pint ice cream constantly in our freezer for the next whatever 20 weeks because I just am obsessed. So
that's awesome.
You're really
ice cream. Supporting a small business. Look at how good you are.
There we go.
Really great.
Exactly.
You can single-handedly keep them afloat if you just
I could with my ice cream consumption.
That's awesome. That's so great. Well, can you tell everybody how they can find you and get in
see
you and buy your planner and all the things?
Yeah, we would love to have you follow us. Our Instagram is Pace and Pattern. That's PaceandPattern. And then that's the same for our website is www.paceandpattern.com.
Cool. And I'll have all the links to that in the show notes. So you can find those at revivenursery.com/podcast or just in whatever podcast app you're listening to right now. Scroll up and you'll be able to see all the links. Isn't Allison amazing? Don't you want to connect with her and buy her incredible planner? Truly, it has already been a game changer for me, and I cannot wait to see how it radically changes your life in the way that we approach habits and the way that we approach our mundane life, and to recognize that there is such beauty in those slow moments, that there is beauty found within growing well, and that growing well really does take intentionality. So thank you for listening today. Make sure you head over to iTunes, leave me a review. And then my last thing is head to revivenursery.com/quiz. And there I have a really incredible, fun, easy little quiz that is gonna pair you up with your best houseplant based on your home and your lighting conditions and all the things. And plus after you do that, you'll get some information in your inbox on how to take care of it well and some follow-up emails in case you didn't super love your quiz results, some other ones that will be great based on your results. And guys, I've gotten a lot of really great feedback from this quiz, but I've gotten even more incredible feedback from the emails that follow, which really shocked me because a lot of people don't like getting emails in their inbox and I want to be really respectful in that space. But I have found such connections within this beautiful email space because it really is personal and it really does mean a lot to me. And I spend a whole lot of time trying to make this something that you can enjoy every time you get an email from me in your inbox. So head to revivenursery.com/quiz, take that quiz, screenshot it for me and share it in Instagram and tag me at Revive Nursery. And then lastly, just make sure you head over and leave me an iTunes review. I know I said that already. This is the third time I said that. And I just really need you to leave me an iTunes review because I only have one more review right now to be able to read to you guys. And how embarrassing would it be if I didn't have an iTunes review to read and I was just silent for 20 seconds? That would be embarrassing. It'll give you 20 seconds to head over to iTunes and leave me a review. All right, know that you guys are so important. You're so valuable. And then I am so incredibly grateful for you. I hope that today you grow well and get planty.